Hey, and welcome to the AI Briefing Daily, your podcast for the most important AI news from the past 24 hours. Today is January 26th, 2025, and here are our top stories. Copyright lawsuit, AI regulation, AI benchmark, artist protection. Copyright lawsuit. Indian publishers are taking legal action against OpenAI. The Federation of Indian Publishers, representing companies like Bloomsbury, Penguin Random House, Cambridge University Press, and Pan Macmillan, has filed a lawsuit in the Delhi High Court. They accuse OpenAI of using copyrighted material to train AI models without compensation. The publishers demand that OpenAI either stops accessing the content or pays licensing fees, and call for the deletion of datasets used for training if these conditions are not met. This case adds to a growing list of global legal challenges where authors, news agencies, and musicians allege unauthorized use of their copyrighted works by AI companies. OpenAI denies the allegations, asserting fair use of publicly accessible data by its AI systems. AI regulation. California has been at the forefront of AI legislation, with Governor Gavin Newsom signing 18 new AI-related laws while vetoing significant AI bills. The upcoming year, 2025, is expected to bring even more activity, particularly at the state level, according to AI policy expert Mark Weatherford. Weatherford has extensive experience in cybersecurity, having served as Chief Information Security Officer in California and Colorado, and as Deputy Undersecretary for Cybersecurity under President Barack Obama. He currently serves as Vice President of Policy and Standards at Gretel, a synthetic data company. The United States House of Representatives recently released a substantial 230-page report from its AI task force, established over a year ago. Weatherford highlighted the legislative momentum, noting that over 400 pieces of AI-related legislation have been introduced at the state level across the United States in the past year. AI benchmark. An international team of researchers has introduced Humanity's Last Exam as a new benchmark for artificial intelligence. This test, composed of 3,000 questions spanning over 100 fields, highlights the current limitations of AI systems. Developed by around 1,000 experts from 500 institutions worldwide, the questions underwent a rigorous selection process. From an initial 70,000 tasks, only 13,000 were shortlisted and refined. Mathematics is a significant focus, making up 42% of the tasks. Even advanced models like GPT-4o, Gemini, or DeepSeek R1 perform poorly, achieving less than 10% accuracy, with GPT-4o at a mere 3.3%. These systems often exhibit extreme overconfidence, providing incorrect answers with high certainty, an 80% calibration error. The results emphasize the Moravec paradox. AI excels in complex, rule-based tasks like chess, but struggles with seemingly simple problems. Developers predict that by the end of 2025, AI models will correctly answer more than half of the questions. The HLE test not only measures current model performance, but also guides policy decisions and supports ethical discussions in AI development. Artist protection. Legendary musician Paul McCartney is voicing concern over potential changes to UK copyright law that may allow tech companies to train their AI models on online content without explicit permission from copyright holders. In an interview with the BBC, McCartney emphasized the government's role in safeguarding the interests of musicians and artists, asserting that without protection, the creative industry could suffer. While McCartney is not opposed to the use of AI in music creation, having used it himself to enhance an old John Lennon demo, he warns that AI could economically disadvantage artists if copyright regulations are loosened. He believes artists should retain the financial benefits of their work, not just technology companies. That was the AI news of the day. With this, you're perfectly informed for today. Would you like to create an automated podcast on your own topic? Get in touch with us, and we'll make it happen. Thank you for tuning in. See you tomorrow for the next AI briefing.